Why did you decide to run for the Little Rock School Board?
I got a world-class education in the Little Rock Public Schools. And what I got from that and from the service of my family and the education as a profession and as a calling is also a sense of duty to children other than my own. And so I'm running for equity's sake. I'm running because I feel like the Little Rock School District has been under ineffective leadership for the past 5 years. I'm running because the majority, nearly all of the time that I was a student in the Little Rock School District, we were under federal court receivership. And what that meant mostly was trying to keep white and affluent families in the district to the neglecting of working and the working poor, or the children of the working poor. And so I think that, and I hope not to sound too lofty, but I think there is a reckoning to be had around the priorities of our school district.
What are your main goals, policy points, things that you would want to change if elected?
I think generally speaking, and in a broad way, we have to, and the COVID-19 pandemic has really brought this to bear, we have to look at equity. We have to look at access to resources across the board in all of our schools. Because we can't rightfully say that we're running a single school district if we have schools, if we have children who don't have equitable access to the resources thereof. So that's kind of a goal. Well, not kind of, but that is a goal in a very broad way. Also, I'd like to understand better the process by which vendors are vetted and received to work with the school district, and how minority vendors can be connected to that process.
How do you feel that Little Rock School District schools have fared without a school board these past 5 years?
To use a hackneyed term, the proof is in the pudding. If we began to be under state control 5 years ago with six of our 48 schools proving to them to be F schools, I guess. And there are more F schools now than when they took it over. I think that that is certainly a glaringly obvious problem. And then beyond that, the lack of transparency, embodied by the State Board of Education, by State Education Commissioner or Secretary of Education, Johnny Key, has been more than unfortunate. And it is part and parcel why there's been so much turmoil in our school district over the past 5 years.
And since 5 years have gone by without a school board, how do you reintroduce the concept to the community?
The community's been aware of and fighting for just that. So I don't think that it'll be a foreign concept to folks in the community. But I do think that a newly elected board is not necessarily a panacea, that, those who are elected to the board have to be held to the same and perhaps to a higher standard than the folks who've been controlling the district for 5 years, because ostensibly, at least, the folks who are running now are running out of a concern for the lack of democratic processes and the lack of transparency again. And so, we have to be standard bearers of those of good governance. The school board does.
Do you think that the state takeover of the Little Rock School District in 2015 was fair?
No, it was not fair, and it was not justified. And I'm not here to suggest that the Little Rock School District was perfect pre the state takeover, but what was put forth by the state in its effort to take over the school district was very flimsy. We're talking again about six of what was 48 schools before they began to close down schools. The result of the takeover has been an expansion of charter schools in the city of Little Rock. It has meant the closing down of several neighborhood schools in the city of Little Rock, and it has meant a an a pull back or a pull away from the recognition of the LREA as a bargaining unit. And, you know, those things in and of themselves have been destabilizing.
And how will you handle any disagreements, whether it's within the board itself or with the public, if you're elected?
I do a lot of church work, so I know disagreement, and I think disagreement can be constructive. You know, I think a lot of times we try to avoid tension for the sake of avoiding tension, but I think tension can, as Dr. King said, be creative, and we have to take the opportunities that are created by tension to work together. I mean, there are some things that are untenable, right? But there are so many other things on which we have to have some compromise. You know, I just want to make sure it's understood, though. There are some things about which we can't compromise.
What are some things, in your opinion, that shouldn't be compromised?
I don't think, you know, the process by which we make sure all schools have equal access or equitable access to resources, I don't think that can be compromised. You know, I know that there are potential candidates who would purport to just represent certain parts of the city and who would be thus advocating only for, you know, those parts of the city. And I think that that's really a wrong-headed approach. So, you know, wouldn't compromise on that. I would not compromise personally on recognizing the rights of teachers and other district personnel to bargain in a collective way. I would not compromise on anything that would compromise the health and or the safety of children, faculty and staff in our schools. And also wouldn't compromise in any ways that would disadvantage the eastern and the southern parts of our cities to the advantage of any other part of the city.